Thank you for listening to this podcast from TRE, Talk Radio Europe, your voice in Spain and around the world. For more information, please visit tre.radio.
The Director's Cut.
With Alan T.
Hi, and welcome once again to another edition of the Director's Cut. My name is Alan T, and it's a pleasure to be here with you once again. I hope you've been enjoying the films I'm featuring in this programme, where we feature the soundtracks of the movies. And being a radio station, of course, that makes a lot more sense than trying to show you pictures, as you would understand. Well, this week, a complete contrast from previous weeks, we are going to listen to the music from The Crow. Now, the film was released in 1994. It starred the ill-fated Brandon Lee, son of Bruce Lee, who died making the movie. Well, the pretext of this film might have been to depict the cult of the Goths and to show them that there was something out there in the mainstream that truly rocked for their creed. So strap yourselves in, folks, because we're going to hear tracks from the Ronin's Band. A lot of them are covers of Suicide's Ghost Rider, and I'll tell you more about that later. Pantera rip up Poison Ideas, The Badge, which I might play, but I might not have time. Race Against the Machine reclaim Zach De La Rocha's former hardcore punk band Inside Out and retreated to maybe the only good Joy Division cover ever in Nine Inch Nails' Heart Racing Dead Souls. We'll be right back. Nine Inch Nails and Dead Souls, commonly abbreviated as NIN and stylized as N-I-N with the N backwards. Well, it's an American industrial rock band who formed in Cleveland in 1988. Singer-songwriter and multi-instrumentalist and producer Trent Reznor was the only permanent member of the band. These are The Cure, and this is the theme from the film The Crow. Featuring today music from the film The Crow. That's called Burn the Crow from The Cure. Now, think of this as the evil cousin of the single soundtrack, the underbelly of 90s music, the sound of electronic industrial noise rock. Well, we continue now with Machines of Loving Grace, and get this title, Golgotha Tenement Blues. This is TRE Talk Radio, The Director's Cut with me, Alan T. We'll be right back.
want to believe no more. No more.
Never. Who got the tenement? City of souls, give me a town in your week, give me a dollar.
Title of Golgotha Tenement Blues, Machines of Loving Grace, is an American industrial rock band from Tucson, Arizona, best known for their song Butterfly Wings. We're continuing now with the sound of Rollins Band. It's another American band formed in Van Nuys, California, and the band was active from 1987 to 2006. It was led by former Black Flag vocalist Henry Rollins. This is Ghost Rider. We'll be right back.
on the Director's Cut.
Welcome back to the Director's Cut. I'm Alan T, and this is Talk Radio TRE. Welcome along if you just joined us. If you haven't, I hope you're enjoying the music. It's certainly a different one this week, but I was talking to Giles earlier on, and I said, Giles, I think this is right up your street, man. So he said he's going to listen in. Maybe not. Maybe I don't know. Right. Well, after Lee's death, Paramount Pictures opted out of distributing the film, and the rights were picked up by Miramax, who oversaw The Crow's completion. The Crow was released to positive reviews, with the Rotten Tomatoes critical consensus praising its tone, visuals. Dalluce Vosges' cinematography, the production design, and Lee's performance. It also grossed $94 million on a $23 million budget. And attained a strong cult following. Let's continue now with more music from this incredible film and this incredible soundtrack. And this band is called The Violent Femmes. And we're going to hear this track called Color Me Once. It's an American folk punk band from Milwaukee, Wisconsin. The band consists of founding member Gordon Gano, guitar and lead vocals, and Brian Ritchie, who plays bass backing vocals. This is Color Me Once. You're listening to Talk Radio Europe, TRE. My name is Alan T, and you're listening to The Director's Cut. And we're featuring the film this week, The Crow, from 1994, which starred the late and very, very interesting and could have been great Brandon Lee. Now, we continue now with a track from the Stone Temple Pilots. Now, this is an American rock band from San Diego. And, well, they've been together now since 1989, and in fact, up until 2013, before they even changed their lineup, as it were. It was formed by Scott Weiland, who was on vocals, brothers Don DeLuce and Robert DeLuce on guitars, and Eric Katz on drums. Here we go then with from the film The Crow. This is Big Empty.
Driving faster in my just what we are. Smoke a cigarette and laugh some more. These conversations kill. Falling faster in my car.
Time to take her home. Her dizzy head is constantly.
Conversations can't. Talk Radio Europe.
Alan T.
There's a noisy one taking us up to the next break. Yes, what can I say? That was Helmet and Milk Toast. It's an American alternative metal band, yeah, pretty much, from New York City, formed in 1989 by vocalist and lead guitarist Paige Hamilton. Well, Helmet has had numerous lineup changes, but with Hamilton as the only constant member. Join us on the other side for more great music. It is impressive. And, of course, it's we've got a few slow ones as well coming up for you. So if you find the heavy ones a little bit too heavy, stick with us. This is TRE.
The Director's Cut on Talk Radio Europe.
Welcome back to the Director's Cut. Thank you for that. My name is Alan T. I hope you're enjoying the music today on this programme on TRE Talk Radio Europe. Now, the next track is by a band. They call themselves My Life with the Thrill Kill Cult, but with a K. Often shortened to Thrill Kill Cult, or TKK, there's an American electronic industrial rock band, and originally based in Chicago, and founded by the groovy man born Frankie Nadell and Buzz McCoy, born Marston Daly. People like changing their names in rock bands. They became known in the 1980s as pioneers of the industrial music genre, although by the early 90s they had changed to a more disco-oriented sound. During the early 90s, Thrill Kill Cult had several hits in the US dance club and alternative charts, and they also contributed songs to several movies soundtrack, and of course they actually appeared in tonight's feature, The Crow. This is the track called After the Flesh.
I am the new way to go. I am the way of the future. I am the new way to go. I am the way of the future.
Innocent people being crucified.
Alan!
Now, here comes the music.
Take you away.
Called Medicine or Medicine or whatever. This was Time Baby 3, well, best known for their actual appearance in the film The Crow. But this version is different from the soundtrack, and it is retitled Time Baby 3 from Time Baby 2, and it had additional vocals. But it's a nice sound, isn't it? You're listening to the director's cut, and we're featuring the film The Crow this evening. Now, the film's success led to a media franchise that includes three sequels and a television series. The sequels, which mostly featured different characters and none of the original cast members, were unable to match the success of that film, and I think probably had a lot to do with not having Brandon Lee able to be appearing, unfortunately killed on the film itself. Well, though The Crow is now more of a slice of gothic lore than a memorable movie due to the accidental on-the-set death of its star, its grungy, gloomy cultural relevance owes a great deal to its music. And we continue after the break as we head towards the top of the hour with more music from the movie The Crow here on The Director's Cut.
The Director's Cut
with Alan T.
Hey, welcome back. Yes, this is The Director's Cut, and quite a difference this week, but boy oh boy, got to have the sound up. The volume has got to be high for this one as we head towards the top of the hour with a track from the band The Jesus and Mary Chain. And unusually, now I can say this is not a Californian or San Francisco or New York band. It's a Scottish band, alternative rock band formed in East Kilbride in 1983. The band revolves around the songwriting partnership of brothers Jim and William Reid, and the band went on to release six studio albums before disbanding in 1999. And they came back together again in 2007. But in the film in 1994, this is The Jesus and Mary Chain with Snake Driver.
Space.
You have to admit that this particular show on TRE is unpredictable music-wise, and I can tell you that next weekend's offering will be quite a different one from this weekend's. But I hope you've enjoyed the music. I actually find it quite fascinating. In fact, one of the tracks, because a lot of them were covers, was a cover of a track by a band called Suicide. And one of the main components of that Suicide was Alan Vega, who is now being attributed, although he passed away a couple of years ago, as being one of the founders of the punk rock scene back in the 60s in Soho in New York City. And I have a particular interest in that because my partner is actually writing a book about Alan Vega. So we've come to the last track on the program today, and we're going to listen to the sound of Jane Silberry. She was also known as Stuart. She's a singer-songwriter from Canada, known for such hits as Mimi on the Beach, I Muse Aloud, One More Colour and Calling All Angels, where she performed the theme song of the television series Manic Mansion. Well, here in the early offering, It Can't Rain All the Time is the track we're going to feature now. And this is taking us out, and it's a little sort of less intense for you to sort of gather your thoughts before the top of the hour here on TRE. Thanks so much indeed for your company, and hope you can join me next time here on The Director's Cut.
We walk the narrow path beneath the smoking skies. Sometimes barely tell the difference between darkness and light. Do we have faith? Truest.
Listening to a TRE production. If you've enjoyed this program, there'll be another episode waiting for you next week, right here on this platform, where you can also access our extensive back catalogue of shows and interviews. For more information on our live programming, social media channels, and apps, and how to contact Talk Radio Europe, please visit tre.radio.